live. We're launching into hour three of the program. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we're going to start things out here with a brochure, actually, that one of our listeners picked up at the New York State Office of Homeland Security kiosk, or wherever it was. It was somewhere in his travels through New York on his way here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which we'll talk more about at a later time. But it's a brochure called the Safeguard New York. If you see something, say something. And then they give you the toll-free number that you can snitch on your neighbors to, if you believe they'd be, them to be terrorists. So they give you some tips on what to keep an open eye for, things you need to be watching, to be vigilant about.
And say something to the authorities about.
Right, right. So here's the list of things that terrorist groups have been known to do. Number one, establish cells and operations within the United States. Two, be diverse and encompass members of different cultures. Three, engage in criminal entrepreneurship for funding purposes. Four, counterfeit money for funding purposes. Five, smuggle and traffic drugs through various means, including personal vehicles, tractor trailers, motorcycles, small private planes, small boats, snowmobiles, and sleds. So look out for those snowmobilers, or worse, the children on their sleds. They may have drugs inside them. And they might engage in illegal liquor and cigarette trade, illegally purchase and trade weapons, and utilize the internet to promote their mission, network with those people who believe in their cause, and gain new members. Now, we've said before on this program, and I've said, that governments have a lot in common with terrorist groups. In fact, if you look at that list of things that terrorist groups have been known to do from the perspective of, well, does it fit the government? Let's go through it again. Establish cells and operations within the United States. Well, we know the United States is a government entity, basically. The United States is essentially the federal government. So establishing cells and operations, let's just look at that part. Yeah, that's what governments do. They establish cells of governments all over the place. The federal government has its cells in the state governments and the local governments. I mean, even the local police departments are getting Homeland Security money from the feds. So there are government cells all across the United States. Be diverse and encompass members of different cultures. Well, we know that's important to government.
Sure. Mm-hmm. They have rules about it.
Engage in criminal entrepreneurship for funding purposes. Well, we know that they steal money from people in order to fund themselves. I would call that criminal entrepreneurship. The entirety of government is essentially criminal entrepreneurship. They steal from people. That's their main funding mechanism. If you don't pay, they hurt you. That sounds like the definition of criminal entrepreneurship for funding purposes. How about counterfeiting money? Well, we already know that the Federal Reserve is the organization that is given the monopoly privilege by the government people to print out as much money as the government people demand that they print.
And just a point about the Federal Reserve, we were talking about that first hour, whether or not someone thinks it's wise to say that the Federal Reserve is about as federal as Federal Express. I think that unfortunately reinforces the idea that the government should be more involved with controlling the money supply. Both the government or a government-sanctioned monopoly controlling the money supply are huge mistakes.
So let's continue the list. Smuggle and traffic drugs through various means. Well, the government smuggling drugs, there have been evidence of it. The government has been
north.
Ollie North's, the CIA, certainly Border Patrol members have smuggled drugs.
Yeah, the government doesn't need to fund itself. A terrorist organization would have to, uses drugs because of the government rules on drugs make it more lucrative.
That's
and
true.
A terrorist organization would be able to rely on them, on their group, slightly better to not yak to the government and that kind of thing. So you've got a certain amount of loyalty there. So they're just trying to use, the government prohibition on drugs in order to make more money. So the government doesn't need to make money in that manner. They steal it from people.
Engage in illegal liquor and cigarette trade. Well, we know that the government, at least here in New Hampshire, is actually the entity that does liquor distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, it's not illegal because they get to define what's legal and illegal, but the general gist of that is, well, the government has their hands all over the liquor and cigarette business.
And
the,
again,
the regulations are tremendous. The taxes are intense.
Yeah, and again, just like in Canada, where they had the Royal Canadian Mounted Police busting people for black market cigarette shipping, the government involvement in it gives a greater incentive to the very entity that they're supposedly trying to fight to be able to make some cash in the black market.
How about purchasing and trading weapons? Now, they say the terrorists do it illegally, but again, we're looking at this from the perspective of, does this list of things terrorist groups do meet what the government does? And yes, it does. The government purchases and trades weapons. And finally, utilizing the internet to promote their mission. Government websites all over the place. Change.gov is the new hot government website where they're using the internet to spread their propaganda and to network with those people who believe in their cause and to gain new members. So pretty clear that the government fits pretty much every single definition that the government wrote to define terrorism.
Well, terrorism, they're essentially calling gangs terrorists here, and the government is the largest gang. So all they really want is no competition.
That's true. Yeah. Government hates competition.
Right? And it makes perfectly good sense that you wouldn't particularly want a competition. I mean, you don't, Ian, you don't want a rival gang in town, hurting people, stealing their money and taking things from them, do you?
You mean a rival gang to rival the government?
Yes.
Certainly not.
I mean, and you don't want, if you have to pick between a gang of, malicious criminals, at least the ones you've seen on TV, and you assume that these guys are operating the way they do on TV, because I haven't seen too many gangs operating up close and personal. So if you had to pick between those two, you'd probably prefer the one that at least it lets you have some modicum of control, some modicum of interactivity. So I can see why the government wants to do away with this. But then when they point out the average citizen, this is the thing, is that this pamphlet here scares the crap out of people and gives nosy busybodies an opportunity to stitch on their neighbors. And that's what's really sick.
Yeah, it really is. And in fact, it does encourage that. They give you all kinds of reasons to snitch out your neighbors, and including the seven signs of terrorism, which let's take a look at this from the perspective of, well, what's this going to result in as far as neighbors snitching on neighbors? Number one, surveillance, recording or monitoring activities. What, like maybe some of our activists with their video cameras out in public? Is that a terrorist act? Taking pictures? Making drawings? You can't sit down on a grassy knoll somewhere and draw a picture of what it is you're looking at?
That's a terrorist action? You just phrased something that people are going to pick up as a signal, a grassy knoll. You see, he's obviously part of a conspiracy that
so,
day, Mark.
So if you're out taking photos, we've reported stories over the years on this show of people taking pictures of things and having the police harass them. Our buddy Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty was harassed by the police for taking pictures, or video rather, of a British patrol plant as he was walking by. It was a chain link fence. It wasn't as though they were trying to obscure its view. They could have built a concrete wall if they didn't want people taking pictures of it. Number two, suspicious questioning. Attempts to gain information about operations, staffing, and security. Well, doesn't the government do that one? When they're looking into busting, like, the Mana storehouse, we talked about this food. I don't know if – I think you weren't actually on the show at that time, Mark. It was a few weeks back. I think you were on vacation. But there was a food co-op.
In Ohio.
That was busted by
the news still.
And they use SWAT team tactics on them, if I recall.
But first what they do is they send somebody in undercover – to try to gain reconnaissance on the inside, and they sent somebody in to try to join the co-op.
He wanted them to sell him something.
That's
and they're
correct.
Like, well, you're not a member of the co-op. We don't do that. Oh, come on. And then finally they gave him, like, I think they just gave it to him. They didn't even sell it to him.
He
put it down without them asking, and then they used that as their rationale to go in and bust in.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. We can continue the list, get calls rolling in. We'll get to those here in moments, and you can call in about anything. What sort of input do you have on this this terrorist watch information from the New York State Office of Homeland Security? I mean, presumably they have similar propaganda all across the country in the various different police departments. Is this good news? No. It's going to let people, encourage people to snitch on their neighbors, and when they snitch on their neighbors and they're not actually doing anything wrong, it's going to just encourage people to have their lives just disrupted. More coming up.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
A successful business brings in more money than it puts out. So while you're working on the first part, figure out how you can spend less. The same applies to starting a business. What can you get for nothing or next to nothing? Research. It doesn't cost anything to think and dream. Office space. You can start your business on your dining room table and make the same impact as someone sitting in a corner office of a skyscraper. Publicity. Make news and get noticed for free. Expert advice. You'll be amazed at how much you can learn without spending a cent. And don't forget to watch The Big Idea and visit our website. We give it away for nothing every day. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Lead a superior life by drinking Superior Life brand ionized water. A couple of soft drinks each day, a few slices of pizza, last night's cheeseburgers. These acidic foods will make you tired, overweight, and cause numerous negative health problems in the short and long term. An acidic environment is created in the body, causing fuzzy memory and that all-day low-energy feeling. These are the early signs of your body telling you that it's not getting the proper care it needs. We are truly a junk food nation. Drinking ionized water will help you drop the weight, feel better, actually become hydrated, and can improve the quality of your life. It's all about the pH. Disease cannot thrive in an alkaline body. What can a Life brand water ionizer do for you? Call 800-276-9601. That's 800-276-9601. Or visit us at SuperiorLifeWater.com. That's SuperiorLifeWater.com. What's in your water?
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families all over the world trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Live, bring up anything, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features there include the updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. Ken is on the line in California. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, California, going once. I hear somebody. Ken, in California? Maybe his name's not Ken. Somebody, go talk if you're on the line.
There I am.
Who are you?
I'm Ken.
You are Ken. All right, Ken, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. You were reading that document, that nice trifold document from the state of New York.
And that's right, the New York Office of Homeland Security. Things to look out for so you can snitch your neighbor out for terrorism.
Yeah, I'm wondering if they got their funding from, I don't know, U.S. Department of Homeland Security. I'm wondering.
Odds are good. Yes, odds are
good. Yeah, because it sounds like the same rhetoric. And you took the words out of my mouth while I was, before I even got on hold, that everything you read there sounds exactly like the government to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that, if you look at it from that perspective, it's clear that this is a list of things that governments do. I mean, because governments are terrorists. I mean, all you have to do is you look up the definition of terrorism, and you'll find out that terrorism is about using violence to achieve political change.
Well, it's just like the bill they passed and made it a law. What was it, H.R. 1955, I believe? Was it part of that John Warner Defense Act and all that?
I don't remember which one that was.
It was basically what it stated is exactly what the government's doing by eroding American citizens' rights and the fact that they're still growing government. If we think we got a lot of government under Bush, wait till Barack gets in there and gets situated.
Yeah, we're on such a dangerous path, it's ridiculous. And you know what strikes me is, as Ian was mentioning those things, and clearly so many people are tuned into this, you're voicing a lot of what so many other people are probably thinking, hearing those statements from that pamphlet, is we were talking a little bit about it on off the air, and the government is really not much more, is really actually a gangster group. There's not much difference between what the gangsters do in saying, well, we're going to take your money to protect you. Functionally, it is the same thing, whether you like it or not.
And I love this one, just to interrupt since you're talking about it. On their list of the seven signs of terrorism, number four is acquiring supplies, like obtaining explosives, weapons, uniforms, badges, and credentials.
Well, there you go.
Isn't that what they do?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly
but
it.
But that's the difference, Guard. You'd ask the question during the break. What's the difference between the mafia and the government?
I don't see one.
Well, if you're looking at it from the functional perspective, there is no difference. But from our current perspective, the difference is the government has legitimacy in that the government can acquire weapons and uniforms
and badges,
and nobody questions it. They say, "Oh yeah,
they
engage in
legal criminality."
Yeah.
Whereas the other is illegal criminality. One is accepted by society, or at least 51% of society that votes,
right?
Which is an even smaller percentage.
Correct.
And the other is not. And you know, Mark, you brought up a good point to throw into the mix, I think, on that about gangsterism. I don't want to pull it too far away from what the caller is calling about the New York thing, but you brought up, well, you know, supposedly you have a bit of a say with the vote, but the vote, I believe, is really just sort of a red herring that they throw out there, because it still functionally is going to be, if you disagree, it doesn't matter.
It gives you the belief that you have some influence.
Right.
Especially at the federal level, you don't. And maybe at a local level, you might be able to make the argument that the vote can count for something.
But the thing is, unless you're voting to remove the government entity, then you yourself...
And when do they let you vote for that?
Well, this is the thing. It's very tricky, and this comes down to a philosophical question for some libertarians. Unless you're voting to completely eliminate the government entity immediately and have no funding, nothing taken from people unless everything is voluntary, then you are, per se, voting to take something from your neighbor. You're voting to support the gangsters.
Ken, your thoughts?
Well, I'm just thinking that every pamphlet, the one you have from New York, their local pamphlets they have here, which I don't have in front of me, unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
but basically the same diatribe. You know, they want you to spy on your neighbor now. You know, they have somebody just had an article they were talking about the other day where certain garbage men in certain areas are now being recruited for, you know, local Homeland Security, and you know, to look in your trash or what have you. It's just getting crazy.
Jeez.
This is not America, even remotely. I mean, when they take our document, our Bill of Rights, and just shred it up, and nobody's jumping up. Well, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, not nobody's jumping up, but when the few are jumping up, it's going to take the many. It's unfortunate, but. You have a lot of blissful people right now, unfortunately.
Right, yeah, that's what we were talking about earlier tonight, is that Americans overwhelmingly in the polls are saying that they think that Obama is going to heal this country, that everything is going to get better in 2009.
I hope it does, but if it does, it's not because of Obama.
No, it's not. And you know the one thing, we were talking about the racial aspect of this, and it's really sort of tangential from what we're talking about here with security and the state overwhelming civil liberties, but even the racial stuff, that's not going to get any better at all. The guys who are the race card players, I mentioned a while ago on one of my podcasts over at the website, I was like, look, if anybody thinks that this is going to change anything,
it's going to heal things, and
the people who are playing the race card are going to stop playing the race card now, because that's totally bogus. They'll say, look, it doesn't matter that we have a black president. There's still all this institutional racism.
It on NPR tonight as
go.
I was driving
there
here.
There you go. I mean, it just, the lemmings are going to continue jumping off the cliffs, man, you know? Thanks, Ken, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So we continue with your phone calls. Jonathan is on the line in North Carolina. Jonathan, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
John, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just I wanted to say something before I get into this article. I don't know. I don't listen to the show that often, but I hear that you play Grip Incorporated music. I just want to let you know that Gus Chambers is died.
And Gus Chambers is gone? Is that what you said? He's gone?
Well, no, he's dead.
Oh, he's dead. He's dead. That's right. Yeah, I'd heard about that.
Yeah, too bad, because Grip Inc., they're an outstanding band.
Grip Inc. is a fine band. Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
Yeah, there's this, it was just on the RN News on the broadcast there, but this is out of the Dayton Daily News. Superintendent warns against, quote, inappropriate comments.
Yep.
Do you want me to read some of the article?
No, that's not necessary. I'm glad you brought it up.
Ian,
it was actually sitting in my show prep here, so I've got the details. Your comments on the story before we get into it?
Yeah, well, I think these people are morally insane. That's what I think.
Well, they are drunk with power. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of an insanity, I would say. You're right about that. Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate you bringing that up. And since you brought it up, it's like requesting a song on the radio. You actually get what you request.
Here's
your
top 40 requests. Long distance.
The story is from the Dayton Daily News, where Mason school officials say they're taking a proactive educational approach in advance of next week's, or rather tomorrow's, planned Inauguration Day activities. Superintendent Kevin Bright said in an email to parents on last Monday that inappropriate comments that may make other students, staff, or families feel unwelcome or uncomfortable in school or on the bus will not be tolerated. The district, he says, expects students and staff to show respect for President-elect Obama and the incoming administration. You will show respect. We'll come back and get into this deeper here, because this is a good story, or not good, but more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
Phase 1 of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Bring up anything via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki with over 1,800 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, edit virtually anything you see. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Have you been looking to spice things up in the bedroom or fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamEve.com and check and get 50% off one item when you type FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's FTL for the offer code coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with the offer code FTL at AdamEve.com. That's AdamEve.com. As we continue here, the story is out of the Dayton Daily News, where Mason School officials have said this in an email to parents, that inappropriate comments about the administration will be unwelcome. He says that students and staff will show respect for President-elect Obama and the incoming administration, as well as President Bush and the outgoing administration, and recognize that, quote, while the election is a competitive process, our nation's greatness is displayed when all sides come together for a united country.
See, Kyle. What the heck, man?
What the heck? This is government school doing does best, and that is inculcating the youth of America with the idea that, oh, the president is the greatest man in America, and it doesn't matter who he is, or if it's a she, it doesn't matter. You need to respect the president. If the president comes here, it doesn't matter how many people he sent to their deaths. over in Iraq, it doesn't matter how many bombs he's ordered to drop on brown folk around the world. He deserves your respect.
You know, that's interesting you should bring it up, Ian, because it pops into mind. Sometimes I have to do Google image searches for the podcast that I do because I'm trying to find entertaining pictures that are associated with
which your
things.
Podcast, by the way, is libertyconspiracy.com.
Yes, and I really hope people head over. Thank you very much, Ian. Libertyconspiracy.com. I mentioned that a couple times. Yes, thank you. Thank you. But here's the deal. The classic image that I typically find is a drawing or a picture of a school. And what's the thing that's sticking up out of the ground?
The flag. Right,
the flag on the pole. The American flag.
Or right off the top of the schoolhouse.
Yes, right off the exactly. It's that classic Americana image of the American schoolhouse. And how dare anybody question it? We are all unified. This is the locus of unification here at the school. Children, you're all Americans. Be proud. It's sort of like that when we were talking about the first hour. You know, I heard someone say that, you know, to question government, to offer dissent is the utmost in patriotism. So that just brings it right around so that anybody who's questioning a particular administration is actually, we're not actually questioning the validity of the existence of the national government at all. We're right. Good patriots.
You're
Americans.
Questioning the figureheads.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's ridiculous. Go a little deeper. Question the function. Question the machine itself, not the person who's pulling the levers this 4 years and the next 4 years.
Well, Mr. Slager or Slager or whatever, Mason High School psychologist, doesn't sound like he or the superintendent would agree with the idea that dissenting is in any way patriotic. I mean, these people are saying you don't even get to dissent.
Yeah.
They're saying that you will show respect. I mean, it's just like a judge that forces people to stand in his courtroom. You will show respect for me whether you have it or not.
Well, I mentioned off the air to you guys, and you know, it's an anecdotal thing, but over at Milford Area Senior High School when I was there in the 80s, they had this thing called Flag Day, and it happens at a lot of schools.
June 14th is Flag Day.
Yeah, it's Flag Day, and you got to go and pay honor to the flag and so on and so forth. And, you know, that, yeah, and that issue brings up a lot of emotions because a lot of people died in various wars, and they were trying to, you know, do honor to the flag, and it represents a lot to them. But what happens, and I pose this question to many conservatives, what happens when the flag begins to represent something that you consider tyrannical? What are you going to do? Do you still think that you have to honor the flag, or does it represent, is it emblematic of something that treads on your liberties? So we had all these people up there speaking. We're in our gymnasium. All these kids there. We're senior year, I think. And one of my friends, we're in this small cadre of people who are really critical about a lot of the things that are offered to us in the schools, and they don't like that. He sneaked in an American flag, and we unfurled it upside down and backwards.
Uh-oh.
And the people who were doing Flag Day, and it's there for all of them to see. It's in their faces. And that was the thing that year that got them the most ticked off. They exploded at that.
That's as bad in many people's eyes. That's as bad as setting it on fire. I mean, it's essentially is breaking the rules as far as they have their little set of rules as far as what you're supposed to do with the flag, how you're supposed to treat it, the way it's supposed to be flown, things like that. I mean, it's the equivalent of setting it on fire, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very interesting.
So,
well, it just means, you know, it's an international symbol of distress. I mean, I suppose some people can look at it that way as though you're setting it on fire, but that's not what it means.
I see where you're coming from, but if you do anything aside from what the rules of the flag say to do, it's looked on as disrespectful.
And
if you were to take the flag and throw it in the dirt and step on it, that wouldn't be burning it, but it would be, you know, people would see that as being disrespectful.
And at that time, I wasn't so much an anarchist 100% as I am now, an anarcho-capitalist, but I was very, very critical of government in existence and obviously believed that the State of the Union itself was in great distress. So
what did you believe in high school? What would you have described yourself as in high school?
Close to an anarchist. I was very, very close. I had a lot of questions that I wanted to pursue at that time, and I thank my history teacher, Rick Hanchett, for presenting a lot of the concepts to us about you know, private property and property rights and resolving these problems. And things
so
like
let's
that.
Continue here with what the bureaucrats in Dayton County, or rather they have to say for themselves in regards to forcing all of the students in their particular school in their district to show respect. The psychologist for the school, Jeff Slater, says that inappropriate comments occurred around election week when doctored pictures of Obama appeared at the school, including derogatory caricatures of him dressed like a terrorist and signs that read Obama 08/Biden 09. There were groups
Oh, gosh.
What is that even supposed to mean?
It's a physical threat.
Obama will die.
Oh, I see. There were groups
it's not
of students.
A physical threat. It is a
suggestion.
Could be considered a prediction.
There were groups of students that were worked up over the results of the election, he said, and he is apparently the member of the district's racial equity committee. The school is offering a variety of events for students at every grade level, ranging from letter writing and books to videos, reflection, and watching the inauguration itself. I had a feeling that would be going on in government schools all across the country tomorrow. I mean, it'd be interesting to hear from some of our government school attending listeners as far as what it was going on at your school tomorrow. I predicted that, you know, they might even have the kids into the auditorium. They'll have them watch the inauguration together, because school isn't about teaching anything important. It's about teaching kids that the government is great. It's about teaching kids that government is necessary and government is wonderful. And so spending all of the day in various different inauguration-related activities would totally fit how government schools are.
Yeah, absolutely right.
So this is what they say. This is, again, the superintendent of the schools speaking here, saying that we're attempting to take a more proactive approach now and, first of all, celebrate the passing of power in our country, and at the same time also celebrate this historic inauguration and the election of our first African-American president.
Doing it again.
Yeah, it's exactly what we talked about earlier,
I mean,
covering
so,
every single
it's
point.
It's so disgusting is what it is. It's just so sick. The only thing you can think to say about Barack Obama is that he's black, you shallow bastard.
Good job.
Well, they're also celebrating the passing of power. That's worthy of celebration as well, because it's power being passed, and that's awesome.
I think it's
awesome,
kind of nice.
That power. I wish I had some for myself. These superintendents would love to have that kind of power, wouldn't they?
I think it's kind of nice that we don't get thrown into a coup every time power changes hands here in the United States.
Hey, you know, I was thinking about how so many times you hear different generations say, "I remember when we were watching that in school. I saw the moon landing when man landed on the moon, and I saw when Richard Nixon they turned on the television when Richard Nixon left and he gave the double V to." He didn't turn those backwards, then the British people would have understood. He was such a bastard. But I'm thinking to myself, you know, are those the things you really want to remember with fondness from school? Personally, no. It has no bearing on my life. The things that I want to remember, hey, man, you know, I had the best time hanging with my friends. Hey, we all took off from school and went to see a concert. What a great guitar riff from so-and-so.
800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Just enough time for your calls. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the prompt to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer, and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support this show, you can do that by learning how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. A whole list of things you can do, all of them mostly either free or close to free. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com, see the list for yourself, and pick a few of them if they look interesting.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. If you love Free Talk Live, support SACL. They're our biggest sponsor, SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. We talk to Erica in Rhode Island. Erica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hi,
this wasn't what I was going to call for, but as a quick aside, my aunt and uncle actually left this morning to Washington, D.C.,
okay,
to go see the inauguration. My aunt works at a university in Boston, and like 40 of their kids all got tickets to go see the inauguration. And
oh,
anyway,
boy.
Yesterday we were talking with her, and anyway, they're just my aunt especially. She just my uncle just kind of tagging along for the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she's completely excited about it, and I'll never understand how someone with she's incredibly intelligent. She has a master's in psychology. Went to school who knows how many years, and it cannot get through her head that this transition from Bush to Obama means absolutely nothing.
You know, there's a radio station in town here that, you know, they're very, very happy. It's a progressive station, and the guy on there is a smart guy, nice guy, doing his morning show, and my intention is to just point out every single time this guy does some fascist thing, some mm-hmm. controlling thing, and kills some people, I'm going to point it out to him.
Yeah.
keep it up.
Yeah. I think that's all you can do. I mean, it's just, it is bizarre. It's confusing to people like us who can see the political system for what it really is, which, of course, is just a cover for violence. That's all that the whole voting thing and the legitimacy of government really is. It just covers for their violence. And the whole idea that Obama is somehow more of a peaceful man than George W. Bush, there's nothing to back it up. Nothing at all. But it makes sense as to why your aunt would be feeling this way. She's an academic, right? You said she's a teacher.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, well, academics are totally embroiled in this this left versus right paradigm, and they fully believe in the system. In many cases, the system exists, and it really helps their profession because it sends kids to the colleges, and of course, kids coming to the colleges means money for the colleges, meaning money for her and a paycheck to take home. So, in essence, in a lot of ways, her job exists because of the federal government. Yeah, you could argue that there would be higher education without the feds, but we don't live in that world. So certainly, to an extent, she is dependent upon the existence of the state. And the academics fully believe in the state. They fully believe, and many of them, there are some academics that don't, but certainly at colleges, at state-run universities and things like that, you're going to find the overwhelming majority of the academics there are totally down with the ideas of government, and they believe that the liberal side of things is the proper side and the preferred side, and it's just they're stuck in that paradigm, and they just believe it fully. I mean, Guard, you went to college. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I would 100% agree with that, yeah.
So that's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with a woman who is, in her professional life, is surrounded by people who also probably have a very similar viewpoint as her. And that is that, government is great, and with Barack Obama, government will be even greater. And I mean, that's her view.
It's fascinating as well, because I don't know if you've run into this in school or any of the other listeners have, but in these areas of so-called higher learning where a conversation is supposed to be so sacred, bringing up any sort of opposition. I got in a one-on-one with Howard Zinn one time at my dormitory, and, man, I thought I was going to be lynched. It wasn't just the other professors who were there, like, how dare you even say anything to question this titan of virtue named Howard Zinn, who's so hip and cool that Matt Damon will mention him in a movie, but also the students there. The students themselves buy into this stuff. There's this atmosphere of, they're authorities, but they're the radical side of authority. They're the good authority. What are you talking about? They just want to control your life like anybody else. You got to tear down that mechanism, and that's what we're going to see, hopefully. I think, Mark, your idea of repeatedly bringing up what Obama does every time.
I think it's important.
It's a great idea, and that's
why...
We'll
be doing it 6 nights a week here.
Exactly. Keep coming back and go to the website. And that's why I mentioned hopefully people will get to see that interview that Obama did with George Snuffleupagus on ABC's This Week, because there are moments there that reveal to you that if you are a real booster of Barack Obama and you think you're going to be getting a lot of difference, no, what you're going to be getting is a lot of difference in the way the media covers it, and they're going to let a lot of this stuff slide.
No doubt about that. Erica, any other thoughts for us?
Well, yeah, here it's around me. Early this year, in my political science class, I'm a senior in high school. I think the first and then only argument I ever really passionately got into in that class was every Wednesday we do what the teacher calls Journal Day, where we just like grab news stories that have to do with the federal government and just kind of all sit in a circle and read them. And somehow we got on the topic of the Civil War. And so I decided, hey, let's voice my opinion today.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're a bigot.
I was trying to argue that that the South should have that the war wasn't about slavery, that it was about the South trying to succeed and blah blah. And anyway, I went on that whole thing, and it was, you will not believe how quickly the 20 people in the class all kind of jumped on board the "Oh, let's attack Erica now" bandwagon.
Mm, wow!
And it was actually pretty. The teacher was like, I don't know. It kind of spiraled out of control. And then I said, and the annoying thing was that afterward, I'm talking to a couple of friends about it, and three people were like, "Hey, I kind of agreed with you." And I'm like, "Then why didn't you say anything?"
Yeah,
"Oh, because I didn't want to argue with Mr. Dorn."
Right, you don't want to speak out because it might be a little uncomfortable to have somebody disagree with you. You know,
see, that's not the way it would have been in my high school. I can tell you, it just would. I as far as college went, I only took some correspondence courses, some community college courses, and but in our high school, you would have been able to speak out. I mean, you would have had to defend your position. I don't know how well it would have happened, but I mean, is this guy a particularly harsh teacher, or? I mean,
is it
just that way in every class?
Does he mark down?
I guess he's generally well liked, but he also has that kind of fear thing going for it. Like, people are kind of afraid of him a little bit. Hmm. And like, he's the kind of teacher that the students generally don't want to argue against him just because he kind of scares them.
That sort of atmosphere, you know, I have to say, that is one of the most stifling and constraining feelings you can ever have. And I had that every year, almost three quarters of the day in school with teacher after teacher after teacher. And then when I got into Boston University with professors, I remember writing a paper about the Cuban so-called revolution, the takeover by Fidel Castro. And my teacher was a hardcore socialist. So he marked me down.
Yeah, how do you make
somebody
happy?
Else? He's like, I give this an A and I got a C minus.
Yep.
Hey, Erica, I'm curious. What's going on in your school? You said you're a high school senior. What's going on tomorrow? I mean, is there going to be all kinds of school activities surrounding the inauguration festivities?
I don't even know what would have happened because last week was exam week, but because we had a snow day, tomorrow is going to be our last little makeup exam day, basically.
Hmm.
I'm pretty sure, knowing my political science teacher, though, you probably would end up watching that, the inauguration. Because I remember a couple during the anytime there was a debate during the race, sometimes if we weren't doing anything, we'd watch the debates during class and basically make.
You should be congratulated. You should be congratulated for being the one with enough courage to stand up against this teacher in your class and to actually speak out your viewpoint. You should be congratulated for that. And the more you do it, perhaps the more your friends or those the more timid ones will be encouraged to join you.
You know, I give you a little pointers on as far as the South and as far as the Civil War goes. You know, the fact is, if you say that the Civil War wasn't about slavery, you're only saying half of the story. It was about states' rights, but it was about the states' rights to some extent to own slaves and to be free of some arduous taxes from the North. But a better place to attack is Lincoln, because he's this paragon. And the fact is, Lincoln cared nothing about the freedom of the blacks. If he did, it wouldn't have taken him 2 years to sign the Emancipation Proclamation that only freed black people in a country he wasn't in control of.
Right.
He didn't free the black people in the United States with the Emancipation Proclamation.
Get The Real Lincoln by Tom DiLorenzo. The Real Lincoln.
I've heard that's a great book. Hey, Erica, thanks for the call. Let us know tomorrow if anything interesting happens, all right?
All right.
Appreciate it. It's been Ian here with you.
Oh, and Guard, we're done.
We are. See you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Are you...